Welcome to the HR Business Blueprint Podcast. I'm Nikki Masterman, Founder and Managing Director of Inspired HR. In this series, alongside my fabulous guests, we will be chatting about becoming a consultant and the benefits of a licensed model. Having a business advisor is so beneficial to you, no matter what stage of your journey you're at. So stay tuned for this episode where I'm chatting with Linda Lowther, CEO of Advice for Business Northeast, to find out more about the advantages that having a business advisor can bring to your business. She'll share her view on why it's imperative to gain business advice when starting out on your own. So let's get started.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Lovely to be here.
Thank you. Could you introduce and tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey and your role?
Absolutely. Where do I start? It's a long journey. So I started my career, I would say, probably over 40 years ago. My background in business started at an age of 18. So I had to make a life-changing career change simply through illness and decided that one of the traits that I was very capable of performing was working with people. So my journey in business started at 18 when I started to work in retail. For many years in retail, I developed skills from managerial roles to training roles, right through to operations director, training director, becoming in financial circles too. So that's where I started my career. Really felt I had a talent for numbers, which really surprised me considering at school it was not my forte. However, it's amazing what you learn as you get older. So for me, connecting people with business and education was always something from, I would say, 18 right until I retired the first time at age 50. And during that time, I worked in three main sectors, which is retail, IT and hospitality. And during that journey, I spent a great deal of the time empowering people, developing people, talent scouting, I would say, developing and tapping into their skills, as well as being responsible for huge profit and losses in major corporate organisations. The bit I loved the most was the people, and the bit that I enjoyed the least was when I wasn't able to help or I felt I was restrained in that respect. So corporate life had a huge part to play in my career. Loved every single minute of it, although it had its highs and its lows. It very much fitted with the culture of what I believed in and the companies I worked for. I have a great deal of respect for. And I ended up with a company where I was a project manager and I was instrumental in supporting a £15 million project to implement IT systems. And those who know me know I'm not an IT geek. However, it wasn't actually about being an IT geek. It was about coordination, organisation, skills to bring people together, being organised and planned. And I absolutely thrived on that. And it's something I'm really grateful that I had the opportunity to do. As a business consultant, Advice for Business started over 11 years ago. Simply because the Newcastle University gave me the idea that there was a thirst and need for continuing business support and advice to local businesses who maybe were struggling and there wasn't enough support for those businesses, really. My role, I could see, being to fill in the gaps of education with finance, business, how to put things together, how to plan, how to organise, how to win and win contracts. And guess what? Work with a lot of people, which I just simply love. So they gave me the idea. That took me to 11 years ago when I set up Advice for Business Northeast. And, you know, I literally started that from scratch with the view that it was going to be a business consultancy that was to help their business grow in whatever way that person wanted. My job was to support them and get them to their end game, whether that was huge adventurous goals or quite simply to make it as best it could be.
Yeah. And I've worked with you for a number of years now. Talk to me about the different course services that you do, Linda.
So as a business consultant, people assume all you're going to do is work on things where there are problems. So that's a big misconception in terms of what I do. So at Advice for Business, what separates me from maybe some of the traditional people who help you with finance is that business is all about people, finance, time, planning and organisation. They are the key skills in business. So all of the services that Advice for Business offer are connected to those principles. And that's whether you are a startup, whether you're on mid-flight in your business journey, whether you're experienced and you're planning for your exit, maybe to sell your business, to run it under management or to franchise it, or quite simply to get it to be the best it can be. My role is to understand what that goal is and put plans in place to help you achieve it.
And you've certainly done that for me, Linda.
You know,
you've seen me from that standalone consultant. I remember my first year, and I remember talking to you and thinking, oh, I can't afford it. And then I think I was at about 9 months in, we had a really good discussion about your startup program. Mm-hmm. And I signed up for your 6-month startup program at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of money for someone early stages, but it was the best thing I ever did. And I've worked with you ever since. And you've seen me go from that small standalone person who in my first year turned over £23,000 to I tripled that the next year through working with you, and my business has continued to thrive to the model it now is today with you through your advice, your guidance, that arm around my shoulder, that person that stops me spending far too much money because you
I
know
I do my best.
But it does make me think twice because, as we know, you know, taking money out of a business could lead to challenges. But when I first chose to work with you, I chose to work with you because I wanted to work with somebody I connected with and built that rapport. I giggle quite often that you're the only person that can tell me what to do because I am a strong character.
You are.
So I needed someone that I respected and was going to listen to, but also someone that has that business real life experience. You've seen the highs, you've seen the lows, you own multiple businesses yourself. So you talk from experience as a business advisor, where everything I have gone through, everything you saw that I would go through, and everything that I will still go through, you've been there, you've done it. So, you know, I did my research, I choose very carefully who I work with and partner with. And I recommend you to all my clients because I deal with a lot of startups, a lot of SMEs, as do the people we work with. So obviously I've touched on how we work together and the journey of working together. Tell me how you feel we've worked together. What do you think you've really helped me with? What do you think my challenges have been? And where do you see it going? What is our journey look like ongoing?
So I think if we go back to the beginning, the journey obviously is yours was typical of a new business that was starting to find its feet in the early months, full of zest, full of gusto, full of ideas, full of conquering the world. And you're always a very motivated individual. And that's never waned. The one thing I would say during the time that we've worked together, that's never waned, even during the lows. You've always had the vision that you could see more. You just needed that person to support you and give you a direction, keep you on track. So the one of the things I'm very good at is keeping accountability with the client, because guess what? It's business is a lonely place. So I am that arm around the shoulder. And I think in the early days, it's having the confidence to tap into somebody who's been there and can give you strategic advice that's going to help you get to where you want to be. And if it's not right, you know, very honestly, I would tell you if I thought it wasn't right. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to do it my way. Mm-hmm. But the point is, it's given you another opinion to think about, whereas on your own, there's only one person. So in the early days, it's very much typical startup, you know, looking and winning clients, going out there with gusto, looking at the fact that we're trying to put your model together. So obviously in the early days, it's heavily weighted around pricing and getting the model right and making sure that we cover all eventualities for costs and overheads. And that's some of the boring stuff, but you know what, they're essential. However, the fun stuff comes when you start to see that people actually enjoy working with you and they see value in the services that you create. And one of the great things that you've got at your advantage, Nikki, is the fact that you're very personable. So regardless of the fact that you have got all of that experience, people buy from people. Mm-hmm. And therefore, like me, you are a very people-centric person. Even though you are in HR, that helped you massively with regards to winning clients. Mm-hmm. And that's something that comes quite natural to you. So that was easy in that respect. Then you go through the stages of years 2 and 3, which are always a tricky stage. You either plateau and you wonder where you're going next, or you take a great big leap of faith and go to that next level. You're very visionary. You wanted to go to that next level pretty quickly. We came across some stumbling blocks, and you know, that's not to say other people haven't, because they do typically have that. And it's either you do it or you don't. You tried it. It didn't work as quickly as you wanted to. But you know what? The great thing was it was recoverable. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, it was recoverable. We then reined it in. We went back to strategy, back to basics. And that happens quite a lot in business. You'll go a full cycle. Things will go well. Then all of a sudden, you need to rethink your strategy again. And that's the exciting bit about business. You're constantly working on the plan. And that plan has deviations. It has very much a meandering effect. And then all of a sudden it'll go on course. My role during that time with you was to make sure that the model was withstanding the demand of what you wanted and also the business affordability. And we got to a point where very successfully the team grew. Your aspirations were still on point. And as I say, we had to take a little bit of a dip for a while. Mm-hmm. COVID happened. You know the story. Yeah. Everybody's been in the same boat. You never waned in terms of what you wanted. And as I say, it's probably the last couple of years have been tougher, as it has been for most people. Mm-hmm. So I can't say, you know, your decisions have reflected badly with what you did. It's quite clear that everybody's had a slightly different path to take during this time. Again, my role has been mainly financial, making sure the numbers add, making sure we're on track with regards to planning, organisation, the people in the business, the costs associated, the model. And you know what? A business model can be done many, many times before it's mm-hmm. successful. So for me, it's about that guidance, that understanding in constantly planning. Your journey's led you to where you are now, and you'll carry on doing exactly the same, but more of it. And as confidence comes back into the business with a bigger team, you will then escalate the business at a much more scalable rate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I am quite open with people that every business has its highs and its lows. And, you know, we had our challenges. I mean, we had phenomenal growth during the early stages of the pandemic. We helped our clients all survive that. And then coming out of it, unfortunately, the world changed again in relation to business and needs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had many challenges where we'd escalated our employee headcount mm-hmm. on the back of that growth. But then we found clients, unfortunately, were needing to go insolvent. And, you know, that can have a big impact on a business like Huge. Myself. So that was a lesson, you know, and I won't deny you were my rock during those stages. You know, I had to make some tough decisions that took me a long time to get past. But we fought through it. You were that shoulder that I cried on when, you know, I had all those challenges, and I'll always be very, very grateful for that. And the model has changed a lot over the 7 years. You know, we've really experienced everything that consultant startup would go through of getting their price points, adapting their retainers, looking at the different services they're going to offer, who can they have around them to deliver those services. Do I niche or don't I niche? Yes, we specialise in some things, but I chose not to niche because I've just found that my clients wanted full service end to end. And if it's something we can't do, then we've built a great partnership with many other partners that we know, like, and trust will deliver to the standards I expect of my own team. So, you know, we've certainly gone through some great journey together.
And I won't ever forget the time when we spoke about COVID and everybody had the big fear, oh my goodness, we'll have to close. We cannot continue. And you had your doubts as to what was going to happen before everybody started needing advice. And I said, bide your time. I can see what's going to happen here. What will happen, everybody will start going into panic mode regarding their employees. When we were talking about furlough, when we talked about all of those occasions where people were worried about what certain decisions would have impact regarding, you know, laying people off, et cetera, et cetera. I said, I'm telling you now, what will happen here is your services will be in more demand now than they've ever been. People just don't see it yet. And my prediction, thankfully, was right, because all a sudden, and I've never seen you had to work so hard, because obviously you were supporting a lot of people through extremely difficult times. But that was when you gained a lot of stripes in terms of credibility because of the personal advice and support that you did, wrapping your arms around people and giving that extra mile, which maybe some people else wouldn't.
And it was a tough time. But I'm also immensely proud, you know, those 2 years, we had 90% growth year on year for the 2 years. I literally had a week of panic when we first went into lockdown, and then the calls started coming in. And one of the things I quickly recognised at that time was that I buried my head in the furlough every Friday, and I knew it inside out, and I supported a lot of SMEs for free during that period because they just didn't know where to turn. But one of the things that I quickly recognised was there was a lot of support out there for employees, but there was no support for those company directors. Who did they have to lean on? And that's something you and I recognised very quickly. And actually, that's what really built our reputation with those businesses and supported my growth in that time. So why do you feel it's important for people starting out and growing to gain business advice?
One of the big challenges out there is that people are not educated on business. So the problem you have, people leave school, they go maybe into further education, or they go and get university degrees, and all of a sudden they come out thinking they know everything about business, and other people don't get a chance to do that at all. So then they decide that they are great at their craft, whether that's being a joiner, an HR specialist, an accountant or a retailer, and all of a sudden simply they want to run a business. Well, where along the line in education have they been taught how to run a business? So if I was to say to somebody, from tomorrow, I want you to be an accountant, one, they would laugh at me and they'd say, well, hang on a minute, I haven't got the skills. So if I relay that to business, why would suddenly somebody without the skills of understanding how to run a business be able to go and run a business? And it's no surprise that the UK has the highest death rate in business in Europe. And that's because of lack of education on business. So in answer to your question, my little mantra, if I could help as many people as possible understand how to put the key principles of business in the early days of their business journey, we would have a much less death rate in the UK. And the death rate in the UK is phenomenal. You're looking at 400,000 plus a year go under, and that number each year rises. And it's simply because people don't know what they don't know. Mm-hmm. So for me, the reason that I would suggest we talk about this in a way that my role, and it's never been any different, is to help people achieve and to succeed. What we're actually doing at the moment without giving people support is helping them to fail. So in the early days of business, if you knew what you know now, do you not think that you would be much better equipped to have made the business decisions a lot earlier in your journey? And that way you would have been on the straight and the narrow, you would have had the strategies in place, you would have had the templates, the model, everything would have been so much simpler. But it's almost like we're saying, let's do it the hard way. Let's open a business and then try and see when we need some support. I would like to flip it. The earlier you get support to help you run in your business, just think it's an investment in your successful future. And it's mm-hmm. helping you. It's not because you are not capable. You're actually reaching out. It's a bit like buying the best equipment. You're buying the best you can that you can afford to make sure that it lasts. You're buying something tried and tested. My view of it is, unfortunately, I wish I could, you know, do everything for free. I have a business to run as well and staff to support. But I make it where it's very possible to do it because we can allow people to pay in simpler installments rather than mm-hmm. as an upfront cost. But it is an investment, and it's an investment in safeguarding your future. But it's working with someone who you connect with and someone who you believe and understands has got the credibility and the expertise to help you.
Absolutely. And, you know, that leads in very nicely to, you know, how do we now work together, and what role do you now play in working with me and our territory licensees?
Yeah, it's very exciting. So that's the next stage of your business. So at the moment, I'm very much on an advisory service to you mm-hmm. where you've had the idea you want to do it. My role is to help you put all of those mechanisms in place to make sure it happens.
Exactly. And, you know, and that is the model we've built. I mean, you've helped me move towards the model I am, which is from sole HR consultant to a larger HR business to I am now a territory license. But I recognise the value that I work with you every month. We get together every month and, you know, you keep me on track. And because I am always that bright, shiny new person, you help keep me stable. You've helped me build the foundations. And I know how pivotal it is to have a plan on what you want to achieve, what you need to achieve, which is why, you know, as part of the buy-in to the territory license with my business, they get support with you on that journey to help plan what they want to achieve, how do they need to achieve it. You know my model inside out, so you're able to advise them exactly on what they need to do. And obviously we'll work together, because what's pivotal to me for these individuals is me helping them succeed. I've always thrived on that. And we will do that together. And, you know, who better than the person that's helped me establish my business, knows it inside out. But one of the things we talked about was one of the biggest challenges of coming into our model. And it's not just HR professionals, it's mediators, it's coaches, it's L&D specialists, it's recruiters. These are all individuals we will consider for a territory license between us. What do you think will be some of the common challenges that the new businesses will face? And how are you going to help navigate those challenges with them?
your offering is quite unique in the fact that we will help them set up their business. So not only are they getting the best advice in terms of HR with an experienced HR consultant, but they're also getting support with the business. And that will come in the form of cash flow planning, time management, structure, strategic plans in place, almost like a business model, but an active, real live business model. Now, there's very few offerings, whether that be franchise or territory license, that will have that offering from day one. So that is unique. That is a very unique situation to be in. Now, the strength of that is phenomenal. They may not see it originally because they might think, oh, do I have to do this at this point? All of these cogs in the wheel will come to fruition and they will see and know the value of them as time goes on, because what they're avoiding is some of the curveballs that you had to endure early doors. So by the fact that we've rectified that, by putting in place the plan in the beginning, that will help these individuals with the business. So for them, it's taken away some of those worry beads early doors where they think, well, what do I concentrate on? Growing the business, learning about new legislation, or just getting used to the fact that I'm self-employed. Well, actually, we are here to help and address all of those concerns. So it's legislation, how to implement it, how to win customers, how to set up your business, almost like a business in a box, and how to get off on the right foot. That's exactly what we can provide.
And I know from my early challenges when I went into consultancy, trying to service the client from a HR point of view, build all of your commercial documents, do business development and do the casework for all the clients. You know, I remember 100-hour weeks. I mean, I still do a lot of hours. I'm a workaholic. I'm never going to get away from that. That's me and nothing will change. But I know the challenges of trying to do the work, build your business, do the accounts. So when they've got a powerhouse of a business advisor like yourself that's helping keep them on track, helping them keep them grounded and understand what they need to do in business, and then the benefits they have of coming in with us as Inspired HR, they will never be alone. They're surrounded by a full team that has their success at the heart of it. So for anyone that's considering maybe coming out of the corporate world and going into consultancy, what advice would you give to thrive in the current market environment? But also, why should they consider coming in and working in a business like ours? Because it's still their own business. They're working under our brand and they get all their business advice. They get advice on how to set the business up. So there isn't anything between the two of us that isn't covered. What advice would you give them?
So if you're currently employed or you're a sole trader, it can really appeal to both scenarios. So if you're currently employed by a business and you think, actually, I wouldn't mind doing this for myself. So you've got the passion for the industry that you work in, but maybe you feel like I did at one point that maybe my corporate days had gone and that I would like to maybe do something for myself. You could be that person, or you could be someone who is a sole trader operating very isolated on their own currently and feeling that pressure of, I love what I do, I really enjoy the industry, but it's a lonely place and I feel as if I'm running around on that hamster wheel on my own. The opportunity to work with someone who has already expanded their business, who has a tried and tested model, who has the support mechanisms in place, is a really appealing scenario for those individuals who've got either of those considerations, I would say. So if you are one of those, then what I would simply say is reach out, send us a message. You know, jump onto the Inspired HR website and send us a contact. We will have a chat with you. That chat may result in you having a further chat with us to the point of learning more about what we can do to support you. Or it might just be the best bit of advice you've ever had in thinking maybe it's about time I go it alone. And if I do need to do it, I might want to utilise these guys to help me springboard to a successful business. So I suppose it depends at what stage you're at. But if either of those are you, then I would seriously consider if you feel you've got more to give and you would like to do more, then reach out to someone who's already made it happen and let's cut out some of the pain. And I suppose really the big benefit to anyone in that situation is it's less risky, because you're working with people who can guide you through those bumps in the road and get you back on track as quickly as possible.
No, and I really appreciate that. And we have achieved some fantastic things together. So thank you so much for coming in to the podcast today, Linda. Would you like to share any final thoughts with our audience or advice for people starting their journey?
It's an exciting but terrifying prospect for a lot of people. And the great thing about the Northeast, and I'll say this because we haven't mentioned it during the podcast so far, is that I'd like to think that we're very much seen as leaders in women in business as well. So the mm-hmm. Northeast has a great following in women in business, and we are very keen to keep promoting that, as well as the fact that I work with a lot of men in business as well. It's irrelevant, but I just think women in business as well, and the fact that if you are considering doing something like this, regardless of the climate, it's surprising how many people I know who set up their business during COVID, who set up their business during the last financial crash in 2008. So sometimes when things seem quite, you know, dire in terms of the economy, which we're going through the, you know, the cost of living crisis at the moment, people think, well, why would I be mad enough to start a business now? Do you know what I would say? You need to find something that's a niche market or your USP. If you can find there's a gap in the market, that is the number one reason why you should start a business. Not because you're good at something, because of you've spotted a gap in the market. And if you can find a gap in the market, then putting a business together and putting a plan together and making it happen is actually the easy bit. It's finding the gap in the market. That's the difficult one. Mm-hmm. So for me, in terms of business, I think if you've got a consideration about and ever had aspirations to run your own business and you want to have a chat, reach out to someone who can give you some advice, someone who can even just have that initial chat with you to say, I'm considering it. What do you think? Do you think I've got a great idea? Do you think I'm capable? What do I need to do? The thing is, that's what you need to do. You need to ask for help. And that's the thing that we're not the best at. So, you know, there are people around like Nikki, like myself, who are more than happy to have a conversation with you about anything in business. If we can use our experience to help you make a decision or improve your position, well, that's a win for me. And I would love to pass that on more.
Fantastic. And just to reiterate to our listeners out there that Linda does offer an initial consultation for anybody who is thinking of going into business.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's a free service, initial service you offer. So for anyone that's wanting to have a chat with yourself because they're thinking of exploring going into business, what is the best way for those listeners to reach out to you at Advice for Business Northeast?
So there's the two ways you could do it. First of all, if you're considering setting up a business or you're already in business, it's irrelevant of the circumstances, then if you just go to www.adviceforbusinessnortheast, you will then find us, and on there you will see there are two opportunities to apply for a business review. One is to review your circumstances, whether it's to start up or to have a change within your current business, maybe to franchise or exit strategy or growth. And then there is another one as well on there, which I may add, is about IP and intellectual property and commercialization. So that's an arm of our business, which is to protect your brand, your intellectual property, anything that you've developed as a system and a process that you want to protect for future. We can also help with that too. Mm-hmm. So the website's the best thing. Just register as an expression of interest. You will be asked a few questions about your business, very straightforward things that you would know or you would be able to access pretty quickly. Then from that, we would then arrange to have a chat with you. If you're local, more than happy to meet in person. Our offices in Morpeth, and where kettle's always on, a bit of a teapot.
As well as lots of chocolate biscuits.
Lots of chocolate biscuits, yeah.
Table.
We'll be like dogs too, two cockapoos in the office. But yeah, it's a nice friendly atmosphere. We do talk a lot about serious business, but we like to have fun along the way. There's no point without one without the other. But we will sit down and have up to a 90-minute chat with you about your circumstances, what your thoughts are. I'll give you some pearls of wisdom and some advice. And if you then decide to go off and set that up, you know what, that's a win for me because I've helped and encouraged somebody else to take that next step. If you decide that you'd like to invest and work with us, then we will have a look at what you need, what you might like to look at in terms of your future. And I'd be more than happy to have a conversation around that. But there is no obligation. It's more about the fact it's just a starting point. So please reach out if I can help anyone with a decision to make or a question that they would just simply like to ask. I'm always around.
Fantastic. Thank you, Linda. And for the listeners wondering, her website will be listed in the commentary along with this podcast. Thanks for listening to the HR Business Blueprint podcast. For any information on what we've covered in this episode, head to the show notes. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes. See you next time.